I'm David Dye. My guest, Granbell Fisher, grew up in Ohio, sang in musical theater in high school like one of his idols, Ben Folds, went to performance arts school, and then made the leap to California, where remarkably he met people and quickly got signed after one showcase concert. When you hear him, you'll understand better what people heard. We started out talking about being a piano-playing singer-songwriter, having to sit down behind the keyboards, and about if he knew that he wanted to be a musician when he was younger, taking piano lessons.
No, not for me. I mean, you know, for me it was we had to play. Our parents made us play from second to eighth grade, and we didn't have a choice. There's four of us. But, you know, over time, and I just listening to more music about junior high, I really started to write songs and realized, okay, I could do this forever. And I have been since.
And you have been. Well, I want to find out how you got from Ohio to Los Angeles, but we'll do all that in a bit. Why don't you, I think what people are going to really respond to is your voice, which knocked me out when I heard this one. So why don't you do a tune to begin with?
Right on. This song's called Full Moon Cigarette.
Thank you. Full Moon Cigarette is the first track you hear when you pick up the new album from Granville Fisher. It's actually the title track of the new one. And that's the first thing we heard. And Granville's at piano. Who's playing guitar today?
Today we got Josh Krajic on guitar, good friend from Ohio.
Ohio to California. How did you make that transition?
Well, I started out, I met some people in New York who kind of took a little interest in my music, and they headed out towards LA. And before too long, I was looking for a producer and somebody to, shape this and push me the right direction. And out there, I found a guy named Dave Bassett, and we met, and it's been love ever since. We just started making music.
You co-write mostly with him.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's different every time. It's never really the same thing ever. I'll come in with something that's, a monster and maybe a little too long or a little something, and he just helps shape it. It's weird because once in a while you just meet somebody that you just click with and you have that chemistry, and it's rare. You don't always run into that, but with him I did, and I hope it lasts a long time.
Now, what happened in New York? Did you have some songs demoed already that people got a chance to hear?
Actually, with me, it was funny because I just went up with a backpack and a guitar and sitting in some offices just playing guitar. I didn't have anything to really play. So
And people liked it. So
yeah,
there you go.
It's always been
folks,
like
it
that.
Can happen. And people always hear that story.
Yeah, no, and it really can. If you want it bad enough, just put yourself out there.
Cool. Well, here, why don't you do another one at the piano?
Sure. All right. This song is called Edible. Up the phone, 'cause they'll just say something you don't wanna hear. From door to door, you'll find you need so much more. And out of shadow comes a light and a saying, come, you're invited, be a woman, the brightness of you. Breathing like sea, glowing ghosts, so happy and free. 'Cause it's so edible. On the banks of the river, you
That's Edible, another one from Granbell Fisher is joining us today. Track from Full Moon Cigarette. You should make a confession that Granbell is not your name. What's this story? Because you look at that name. And in fact, for the first time somebody said it to me, I thought, well, this is a guy named Gran Belfisher, and I wasn't sure. What's it from?
Well, actually, just, you know, through the years making music, you know, I was born Jesse Littleton, and then, you know, I started just writing, and my music really started speaking to me and became more honest as I grew older, and I just wanted to give it its own name, and that's... So now I am Granbell Fisher.
But where does the name come from?
The name, I was raised in a, my family's owned a funeral home since 1905, which people always find pretty interesting. But he, actually, Granville Fisher Littleton was the founder of Littleton Funeral Home. And, you know, when I was probably about 8 years old, I heard my great aunt Betty, she had said, you know, oh, I have a cowlick. You can't see it through the radio, but... You know, I'm blonde. I've got this massive cowlick that lines the front of my head. And she said the only other person in our family that has a cowlick like that was, at the time, I thought she said Granbell Fisher. And the name stuck with me since I was 8. And, you know, when I started making music, I realized, you know, it was always special. You know, it had a lot of meaning to me. And, you know, I'm just glad I, you know, I got to become that. So
Granville becomes Granbell.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess 6 feet under fans will be, it wasn't the Fisher funeral home.
Yeah, exactly.
Indeed. You got to ask the question what that was like. That's got to give you a different viewpoint on, you think about death, but really a different viewpoint on life.
Yeah, no, I mean, it absolutely has. You know, growing up in that situation, you experience people's worst days of their life, you know, every other day. And you know, to us it was normal, but it just a real sincere occupation, and just, you know, it's been around since 1905, so just the sense of community and stuff that, you know, we have for that, it was amazing. But I did everything from, you know, shoveling snow, you know, before funerals, and mowing lawns, and you know, it was fantastic though, and really made me you know, realize how quick this life is.
Is it still in the family?
Absolutely, yeah.
So your gay brother and his lover are running it now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it's going to be a premiere on HBO. When is that, Josh? July 10th? Exactly.
There's a song on here I really like called Crash and Burn. Can you do that one?
Yes, we can.
She's a hating, slamming doors, and the problem is her man. He just don't understand. She's needing him, but he's outside wondering why and how we lucked out to finally find a baby that's so different kinds of crazy, just like him. When you lock down, who's gonna let you in? She shines like a halo light and then burns the whole place down. And he's chasing the time of his life, but it's going on right now. Let it shine, let it ride, crash and burn. And then later on, crazy came through the door and said, life is short and I'm sorry. I love you to death, damn. Johnny Carson died tonight. And then they both start jumping around. Baby and her friends are all hanging out. It's amazing how everyone can feel. You're born, you live, and you're gone. Oh, it's all too real. She shines like a halo. Just another night for the lonely, living out love as war. They can't remember what they're fighting for. No, but she shines like a halo light and then burns the whole place down. And he's chasing the time of his life, but it's going on right now. But let it shine, let it rock, depression burns.
That's Crash and Burn, one you may have heard from Granville Fisher, who's our guest today, playing live some duo versions of these. Are you anxious to get out with the full band?
Absolutely. You know, right now, being out with Brandi Carlile and Stripped Down, it's fun, you know, and it's just real intimate and kind of presents us in a unique way. But yeah, if you know, when you listen to the record, it's, you know, pretty much a four-piece just rocking out and grew up loving rock and roll and just love, you know, standing in front of, you know, three guys backing you and just, you know, act like a fool and have fun, scream it to the people.
The piano playing rock guy, though, it's a tough gig.
Yeah.
There are models. I mean, Ben Folds really makes it work.
Yeah.
There are other people who you admire in that.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. I mean, you know, growing up, I heard a lot of Tom Waits and, you know, to Pink Floyd. But, you know, as far as piano, it was funny because Ben Folds was, you know, in junior high is kind of when I discovered him, and he just opened up a whole new world for me as far as songwriting and really just getting down and dirty on the piano. And yeah, just, it was a natural evolution for me. And so for some reason it just works, you know, with my sound, and, you know, I play guitar too. And I just, but I just love it and love jamming.
You know, it's interesting. He doesn't talk about this a lot, but he did go to New York and kind of do some theater stuff, and you can hear that somewhat in his songs, and there's a sort of drama in what you do as well. Did you ever do any theater?
Yeah, actually, my junior year, I grew up in a small farm town just an hour north of Cincinnati called Sabina, just about 2,000 people, and my junior year, I decided I'd done some musical theater things and decided that I was looking for a little more as far as music goes, and went to a performing arts high school, and there I did a lot of theater, and just, you know, really got comfortable on the stage. And but yeah, definitely theater, you know, the dramatic part of it all definitely comes and, you know, breathes.
It's in the music,
music
too. I definitely hear that.
For sure.
What do you want to finish up with?
Actually, we're going to do a song. We'll end it on a high note here. We'll do switch to guitar, and we'll do a song called Moment. Okay.
Give a moment of your time to the moment. Give a moment of your time to the moment. Music was created to enjoy this world and escape to others. Belong to the life that you're living. Belong to the life that you're living. A soft song in the face of the wrong, and belong, belong. And this could be the day you say you've always been waiting for. So why are you passing by? The time is better than the time before. Yeah. The morning knocks at your door, open up and say less is more. There's more or less of my special. Knock on my door, oh. Give a moment of your time to the moment.
Give a moment of your time to the moment. Faded sights, a good old time. Arc reflected under the dust, be what it will, then save or save or say if it must. This could be the day. Give a moment of your time to the moment. We'll give a moment of your time to the moment. We'll give a moment of your time to the moment. We'll give a moment of your time to the moment. This could be the day you say you've always been waiting for. So why are you passing by? The time is better than the time before. Yeah. The morning knocks at your door. Open up and say less is more. There's more and less of my confession. Be back around to knock on my door.
That's a moment from our guest, Granbell Fisher, who's playing live for us today, moving over to the guitar on that one. Granbell, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it, Dave.